The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, here with another solo episode. I've really missed doing these. And after I did the last one, I'm like, all right, I need to get back to doing these more often because they just light me up. And when I have something to say, you know me, I've got to say it. I've got to like sit down and record it right then and there while I'm in that energy. And there's a lot coming through this morning. So this morning, well, not this morning, last night at 11:11 p.m., I officially opened the doors to my VIP members for the Millionaires Mastermind. And you guys are so freaking awesome. Oh my gosh, I've gotten a lot of messages on it and a lot of people joining. So first of all, congratulations to everyone that said yes to themselves and made that investment in their future. But I've also gotten a lot of messages from people that are just completely filled with doubt. And I wanted to address that just in general to everyone because I completely understand where they're coming from because I have been there for a long time, like really up until I would say maybe a year ago. I was in that place where I just completely doubted myself and that made me doubt others. And everything was coming from a fear-based place instead of a solutions-based place, okay? So I guess we'll start there. So as I have worked with and gotten to know people who have been incredibly successful in business, I found a very stark difference in the way that they look at life in general, okay? Now, it should be said that wealthy people don't necessarily have it easier. Like they still face all the problems and issues and things that come up in life because that's part of life. That's part of the process of being a human being and our soul growing and evolving. There's always going to be challenges. Those challenges are good because they teach us, they allow us to expand, they allow us to grow. But we all face them. The only difference is wealthy people might not have as many issues when it comes to money specifically, like paying the rent and everything else. But when a challenge does come up or when they are approached with something that they want to do and that doubt and that fear comes in of what if I fail? What if this doesn't work? Here's the difference, okay? Most people say, yeah, it's too risky, so I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stay where I'm at and not move forward with it. Okay, but about 1% of people will say, you know what, I'm going to do it. And when I fail, then I'll know one way not to do it. And then I'll ask myself, how do I approach this moving forward? What's the solution to this so we can do it better moving forward? How do I come at this situation from a different angle that I'm not seeing? Right? So they go in it knowing there's going to be failures in like air quotes. I know you guys can't see me right now, but they're not afraid of it because they're so certain in their mind that they will be successful that they know that no matter what gets thrown their way, no matter what the challenges or the seemingly, you know, failure is, they will keep moving forward and they will be successful. That's the difference. That's how they approach everything in life differently. Now, we're not raised to believe that, okay? Our whole entire system is set up in keeping the vast majority of people in this state of scarcity, which at the very core of that is a feeling of not being enough. Okay, so this brings me to the second part. I had someone message me and she's like, I want to do this mastermind. It's like striking a chord in me. I listened to your podcast. I know I want to do it, but what if I move forward with it and invest the money and it doesn't work for me? And she's like, I get it. It works for you and it worked for Stacy and it works for your coaching clients, but what if it doesn't work for me? Because I'm not good with money. I've had bad luck with money. I don't know how to manage money, right? And all of these beliefs about yourself come up. And at the core of all of those beliefs is I am not enough. I can't make money. I can't keep money. I can't save money. I spend too much. I don't know how to invest. I don't know how to manage it. I'm just not good with money. I'm not good enough. That is at the core of everything. And this is a learned belief that was embedded in us as children and all subconsciously, right? So when you think about the way that our schooling system is set up, we use the same method that was implemented in the Industrial Revolution. Well, during the Industrial Revolution, they didn't need more Rockefellers and Vanderbilts. They needed factory workers. They needed people that would go in, put their head down, keep their mouth shut, and listen to what the authority in the room told them to do. So that's how they set up our schools, with mass amounts of children that come in. And when the bell rings, the school day starts. Just like when the bell rings in the factory, your shift starts. And then you work, you put your head down, don't talk out of turn. Don't ask questions. Listen to the boss in the room or the teacher in the room and do as you're told until that bell rings again for lunchtime. And then you come back in and you repeat it until the bell rings at the end of the day. And then you can go home. Okay. That system was intentionally put in place and has not been changed since the Industrial Revolution. But the problem is, we have machines now, we have robots, we have things that are working in these factories for us. We need thinkers, we need people who are inventors, who can evolve and grow as a society, who can lead, who can take us to the next level. But we're still training people to be a worker and not think for themselves and not question the status quo and to just go in, clock in at that factory and clock out at the end of the day and be happy about it. That's the reality. So that's what we're taught. And we tend to internalize it. Our subconscious is telling us, subconsciously, of course, that we're just not enough. Like, we're not part of that elite class of people because we're not smart enough. Like, we don't know how money works. We don't know how to manage money. And so it's probably best that we just don't even try because we're going to fail. And this is all what is going on in your subconscious mind. And again, it's very intentional. It happens to all of us, everyone that's been through this system. And it's not anyone's fault. Like, it's not our parents' fault or teachers' fault. Like, they were taught the same thing that we were, right? But now you got to ask yourself, am I going to keep on putting my head down and not questioning things? Or am I going to be the first person in my family to break that generational pattern? Am I going to be the one that creates generational wealth for my children? And that's the way that I look at everything, because I'm a mom of three kids. And at the end of the day, my kids are my life. And so every time I get scared or I'm worried about failing or I'm worried about taking a risk, I tell myself generational wealth begins with one risk taker, with one person that was willing to go against the grain and do something different and try something different. And so the way that I look at it is, I'm going to try this because if I don't, my kids are going to grow up in that same generational pattern and I want to do better by them. So that's the way that I approach it and look at it, okay? And again, like, none of this is your fault, and you're not a bad person. It's not that you're not enough. It's not that you're smart with money. It's not that you're not lucky. It's just a belief that you were taught but we can create new neural pathways. We can create new belief systems if we learn how to target our subconscious mind and how to create those new neural pathways. And that's really what this mastermind is about. It's about getting to the core of it all, because if you don't, you're going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over again. That's why, like, if you've tried something before, maybe you read a book or took a course or whatever, and you saw some momentum and you're like, yeah, like, I'm going to change my life. This is so great. And then a week later, a month later, you're right back where you started. It's not your fault. It's not that you're lazy and that you didn't try and you have like no motivation or no will or whatever. That's not it at all. It's just that you simply reverted back to your standard default belief system in your subconscious mind because you didn't impact the subconscious mind. And that's not your fault. Like, we're not taught this. Like, we should be. I think we should be, but we're not. And so now it's my mission to teach people, because you absolutely can change course at any time in your life, but there's still a thing as free will. Okay, so back to this woman's original question. And first of all, Steph, if you're listening, thank you for the question. And I applaud you for speaking up and being really honest about it and messaging me. But at the end of the day, if you don't do this, like, you said you wanted to do it, you're interested in it, but you're afraid, okay? We know one thing for certain. If you don't do it, nothing changes, right? If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to be in the same exact place at this time next year than you are right now. And if you're okay with that, then that's great. Like, that, keep on keeping on if you're like fully satisfied with where you're at. But if you want to change, if you want your life to be in a different place a year from now, whether that means financially, in relationships, in your career, in your business, or all of the above, you can't keep doing the same thing. You've got to try something new, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So we know one thing for certain: if you don't move forward, you're going to be in the same place and nothing changes. So that's a given. That's a certain. That's pretty statistically relevant, right? Now, if you do go for it, what's the worst case scenario? I know your mind is probably saying, well, the worst case scenario is I'm out the money that I invested. But what if you looked at it as, okay, I'm investing this money, and in exchange, I'm going to learn things. I'm going to learn things that not only will be with me the rest of my life, because I'm going to ingrain them in your subconscious mind, but these are also things that you can teach your children, your significant other, your coworkers, your team, your parents, people you care about, right? You're going to have the tools and the knowledge to target your subconscious mind, to create new neural pathways, to use psychology on yourself and on your own emotions, to regulate your nervous system, so that no matter what comes your way in life, you're able to handle it. And you're able to look at it like that 1% that I was talking about in the beginning that says, you know what? I'm going to do it and I'm going to be successful no matter what, because no matter what comes my way, I will overcome it. I have the tools to overcome it. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not like you're going to sign up for this and the next day you're going to be a millionaire. That's not how it works, right? You get out of it what you put into it. And I can tell you one other thing for certain. If you come into this with the mindset and the belief that it's not going to work for me, and you're absolutely closed off to the possibility of it working and changing your life, then that's probably what's going to happen, right? If you're so focused on this will not work, it's not going to work. I'm not a magician, right? I can't like make things happen. You still have free will. And so if you use that free will to block it and to say this isn't going to work for me, then it's not going to work no matter what I say. But if you come into it with an open mindset and you tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to go all in and I'm going to learn things I've never learned before. I'm going to hear things I've never heard before. I'm probably going to hear things or talk about things that might even be a little uncomfortable, that might be a little different than what I would expect, that might be downright like sounds silly or something, but I'm going to go all in because someone who's already achieved it is teaching me and telling me that this is how she made it happen. So I'm going to listen to her. I'm going to stop listening to my coworkers that are in the same place I'm at. I'm going to stop listening to my friends that are energy vampires that are really unhappy in life. And I'm going to start listening to the people who have already achieved what I hope to achieve. And if I can do that, I know that no matter what, I'll be successful. If you could come into it with that mindset, I have no doubt whatsoever you will get to that top 1%. So it's really up to you. You have the free will to make the decision. And like I say, with everything in life, you have to start trusting yourself. And again, we are not taught this. We're actually taught the opposite, right? Think about when you've gotten to that age, and it's usually around middle school, the age of my oldest daughter, where all the authority figures in life start to tell you to quit dreaming and get serious. It's time to stop thinking you're going to be a movie star and start getting serious about what college you want to go to. All right, it's time to stop having fun. Stop goofing around. You're not a baby. Stop pretending and get serious about life because life is hard. That's what we're taught, you guys. That is what we are literally taught starting around middle school. Okay, so we're taught to shut off the things that light us up. We're taught to not listen to our heart, but instead listen to our brain, listen to the rational part of our mind, which completely is disconnected from our intuition and from source. So it's something we're taught to shut down. It's not that you're not good at it. It's not that you don't know how to access your intuition. We all do. We've just been taught to suppress it. Okay, so that's the other thing. I'm going to teach you to get in touch with that, but I want you to get in touch with it right now. And you can simply you can put your hands on your heart, you can meditate, you could go for a walk in nature, you could pull an oracle card, you can write in your journal and ask the question, what do I really want to do? And you already know, as I'm talking right now, before even doing that, you already know what the answer is. But there's a but after that. And that but is followed by your limiting beliefs and your fears. Now, do you want those limiting beliefs and fears to continue ruling your life and to continue coming up every single time something comes forward that excites you and lights you up? Or do you want to handle those and get the tools to overcome those so that you can move on and you can make lasting change in your life? Because that's what this mastermind is all about. But at the end of the day, if your intuition is telling you it's not a good fit, not feeling it, then don't. Then don't do it. Trust that. But if you know, yeah, I want to do this, I'm scared, that's okay. It's normal. It's normal to doubt things. And investing in yourself, by the way, is one of the best things you can do to shift your money mindset. So really, it's part of the lesson of what we will be learning in this mastermind is taking that first step. Because when you invest in yourself, you're learning to trust yourself. You're learning to lean into your intuition. You're learning to get that message from source, from God, from the universe, whatever you want to refer to. You're learning that you can take calculated risks that are going to help you in the long run. And you're sending a signal not just to God and the universe, but also to your subconscious mind, to your reticular activating system, that I'm ready for change. That I am ready, so much so that I am willing to put money on it, that my life is going to transform. And when you start talking that way to your subconscious mind and you declare now is the time. Now is the time that you break the pattern. That's when the universe will move mountains for you. That's when your subconscious will process opportunities that were right in front of you that you never even knew existed. And so that is a powerful part of the process and part of the reason of why I set up the mastermind the way that I did. And we will get into all of that over the course of the 6 weeks. But for now, I hope that that addresses your question. Again, thank you for reaching out to me. You guys can always reach out to me. And by the way, like, I don't ever take it personally. So if you are having these doubts, like Steph was, like, that's totally normal. And I'm glad that you feel comfortable enough to reach out to me and to ask me about these things. And I'm always willing to answer them. So this goes not just for this mastermind, but for anything in life. Like, maybe there's another mastermind or another coach or something else in your life that's going to be coming up for you, and these doubts come up, apply the same thing. You've got to start tapping into your intuition and trusting yourself with these big life decisions. And if you can do that, I know you'll be fine. I know you will be in a much better place a year from now. All right. So everyone, you guys are so amazing. Thank you for all your questions. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm sending you all the gratitude and love, and we'll talk soon. Bye. All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode and got something out of it, the best thing you can do to support the show is to share it with a friend and come on over to Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe and say hi. And I will link up the mastermind in the show notes. So if you want to sign up, if you want to check it out, go for it. And of course, you know, you can always ask questions by DMing me on Instagram or send me an email at hi@thelawofattractiontribe.com. I hope to see some of you in the Millionaires Mastermind. Everyone have a great day.